brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Show, and sometimes I can't listen to it because I get really obnoxious and start hyperventilating. But then I realized one of the few reasons I've been successful is because I am real, and I'm fundamentally upset about this. I mean, when they're publicly MK-altering people on TV now, and I know they staged the shooting, that freaks me out. And I know I'm in danger doing this, but I'm in greater danger if we don't oppose these people in even the medium term. That's why I get so upset, because I know this is an animating contest for liberty. I know this is for all the marbles. I know how much danger we're in. And I'm genuinely freaked out, folks. You can't just deny this and it goes away. I mean, these are hardcore killers that run our government now and that run the world, and they want to impoverish us. John Rappaport, I've been ranting, but just how do we get people out of their trance? Because I've come out with the article, Obama is the head of Al-Qaeda worldwide. Will White House target the White House? People are like, well, that's absurdist. No, they are the head, and if they're saying they're going to go after Al-Qaeda with drones, will Obama order a strike on himself? I mean, it's that absurdist. You've got to point it out to get people to wake up to the illusion. Do you see my point?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's the way you do get people to wake up. You show them the absurdity of what they're already believing. You know, like Obama comes out after Sandy Hook and he says, guess what? I just had this idea that we're going to do a 10-year, billion-dollar project with DARPA, with universities, to map the entire brain. You know, how absurd. And now this is going to be wonderful. We're going to cure all these diseases and so forth. This is completely absurd. All of a sudden, you just point out to people, hey, look, don't you understand what they're trying to do? They're trying to control the brain completely. That's why they're putting the money in here. They're not trying to...
And they're saying something they obviously were involved in and staged. We need this mind control to stop something we did.
Exactly. There you go. So that puts the cap on the absurdity. Yeah, we did this over here. Now we use that to promote this over here, and you're going along with it, right? Because you're idiots. So, you want to wake up? Yeah. You want to wake up? Or you want to stay asleep? And this is shoving it in people's faces. The absurdity of this, Alex, is exactly what wakes people up.
Well, look at Operation Ajax, first destabilization thing after World War II, 1947, MI6, commanding CIA, Kermit Roosevelt, president's, you know, nephew, and former president's nephew, and they do mass shootings all over the country and blame the government for it. I mean, it's a fake, false flag mass shooting. And it worked. It worked. Why not do it here?
Do it over and over again. 1995, you had the Committee on Radiation Experiments, government hearings. All of a sudden, two witnesses got up and said, yeah, we received radiation when we were little kids, but this was part of a mind control program that we were involved in. We had been basically captured by military and CIA handlers. All this is on the record. They testified. There were people in the room. You can find this.
You know, I want to come back when everybody's there. Some say you don't care this and get into that. Ewing Cameron, I knew about it, but I saw a History Channel thing like 10 years ago, an hour special, where they admitted they would take foster kids and also grab kids off the streets. And in the U.S. and in Maryland, but also in Canada, they had a base, and actually create fake identity and total program mind control slaves. And this is real. This is what they admit. Can you imagine? And then his number two becomes the doctor for McVeigh. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And this guy, Ewan Cameron, was the most decorated psychiatrist in the world at the time. He was president of every psychiatric society you can imagine. And not only did they grab kids off the street and put them through this horrendous program of trying to create new personalities.
Electroshock.
By torture, electroshock, Nembutal, putting them to sleep for 30 days in a row with drugs, tapes playing over and over again.
Yeah, stay there. Come back. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to gag myself. Gentlemen, bring in. I'm going to do it as a little piece where I get tied up during the piece. Like Hannibal Lecter. I'm the Hannibal Lecter of talk radio. We'll be right back. Stay with us with John Rappaport.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, one reason I know that it's government psyops that is always running around saying I work for the CIA and all this stuff is because whenever I admit that I've had quite a bit of family that was in the CIA, they never attack that or go ferret into that because that's operations. You know, that's connected to their system. They don't want that looked at. That's why they make up outlandish stuff about me, because they don't want you to believe there could be a real person standing up for liberty. The info I'm giving you, I don't want you to trust me. I want you to go look into it. I want you to go find out that when we talk about mind control, that it's a real thing. And that once you know what it is, you see it going on and you catch them red-handed. And I've told a few of the CIA stories, you know, just from, I mean, anybody I know in my family, they recruited heavily, you know, out of farming areas in Texas. And I talked to people, or other family talks to people that were in the CIA. They were almost all Army officers. That's where they recruit from, who were combat veterans, who they then bring into it. And all of the people in my family got out of it. And that's another lie that you don't get out of it. That's pure bull. Ladies and gentlemen, and the point is, they won't ever even really talk much about it. Just, it's unspeakably horrible. They run everything. The murder, the drugs, all of it. One great uncle, it was basically, told my dad about it, and then I asked about it a little bit. He said, I'm not getting into that, but yeah. What was like, okay, you're an Army officer. We're sheep dipping you. He'd been in the Army for like 15 years, all over the world, and he said, we're now going to have you, this is your graduation, not as just a asset, but as a, you know, officer, as this full-blown CIA agent, and it was dealing drugs and reportedly killing people in Chicago. And he said, I'm not doing that, and got out of it. And I mean, that. But listen, it's the same story with, like, anybody that I talk to. And folks, because it's not like it's a big deal that, oh, they really wanted to recruit, you know, out of some of Alex Jones's relatives. There's CIA everywhere. It's like Jesse Ventura goes down, and first day at work, they go, somebody wants to talk to you in the bottom of the Capitol. He goes down there, there's 26, whatever it was, CIA people. They were like little old ladies and guys that looked like milkmen or, you know, beer men or whatever. And they were CIA and wouldn't even say who they were, but it was national security. It's giant, ladies and gentlemen. And there's like 15, 16 agencies and private merc groups. And it's so evil. It is a mafia with mind control. And again, it works for the foreign banks. And there's all these movies about the CIA loves you and the red flag, you know, red, white, and blue, and oh my gosh. And they do have the light side that does the analyst stuff and that they send in. They send in the good guys are all like a joke. They send them out on commando missions to be killed. You know, I mean, and again, they laugh at them. And I've talked to Joel Skousen, who's, you know, had those connections in family and stuff. Same story, same deal. Ladies and gentlemen, they get the most gung-ho, meanest people they can. And then they see, are you evil, tough guy, or are you a nice, tough guy? And the nice, tough guys are cannon fodder. So I'm going to warn everybody. If you're a police officer and they want you to work for the feds and do bombing drills, they're going to blow something up. Maybe not your time, but down the road, they're going to blow something up. Say a cop did it to say the cops are terrorists when the feds want to have a purge of you. When they want to, if you're military, they want you to join an intelligence agency and infiltrate criminal groups. They're going to burn you down the road and say, you do what we say and help load up these toddlers on a C-130 10 years after you're into it, or we're going to expose all your bank robberies and all your drug dealing. I mean, that's all this is about compromising everybody, okay? That's all this is. And they're going to destroy our culture. Because they're into it. Now, I'm ranting in this segment, the next, John Rappaport, break down mind control. As you were getting into Jolyon West, his controller, Dr. Ewing Cameron, what is admitted for people that don't know? So why we know James Holmes is under mind control. Go ahead.
Ewing Cameron, as I was starting to say before we went to the break, not only were they pulling people off the street, but people were coming to him as patients. You know, somebody walks into his office. Here's a famous psychiatrist up in Canada. I'm not feeling very well, and I think I need some. Oh, sure, whatever. And all of a sudden, that person, you know, from anywhere, could be you, could be your cousin, could be anybody, is now in a program where they're being put to sleep for 30 days with heavy, heavy drugs. Wakened in the middle of the night for electroshock treatments, 20 to 40 times higher than the usual torture of shock treatments. Then they're going to be listening to Ewan Cameron with these tapes saying over and over again how he's creating a new personality.
Headphones.
And then they spit that out the other side. New person. Yeah, new person. Totally destroyed. Totally destroyed. And, of course, you can read about this because there were lawsuits eventually brought, and it was proven that Cameron was working on a contract via the CIA, and they had to pay out some pittance of money to these people. But this was just one little pocket of what MKUltra was all about, destroying people totally to give them new synthetic personalities.
And, again, they even have History Channel shows admitting it all. And of course, it was also because they like to abuse kids. That's really the cover. Is the mind control and erasing their memories, but expanding on that. You describe how, yeah, not just kids off the street, wealthy people would bring in their daughter who was depressed at age 10, you know, because they describe all the cases, thousands and thousands, something like 10,000 plus kids they know about, and they'd say, oh, just commit her here. I'll make her perfect in a year. And they'd go, here, take our daughter, you know, worshiping the psychiatrist because he's God. And they would literally electroshock, drug them, you know, rape them, everything else. And, oh, that couldn't be true. The doctor wouldn't do something like that.
And let me tie that in, Alex, with what happens in ordinary psychiatry. See, because people have this false firewall that they build between MKUltra and the CIA and psychiatry. Just forget about that. Erase that wall. You're in a university. You're a student. You're feeling a little bit jittery, anxious about exams, whatever. You go in to see the psychologist. You get referred. And you're sitting in a psychiatrist's office. And then they give you a prescription for a drug. And this is based on a story by Peter Bregan in his famous book, Toxic Psychiatry. This was a girl that he calls Roberta. And, you know, she has some anxiety about dating. And so ends up this drug. Well, we don't think that's the one. We'll give you this drug. No. And finally, they're putting her on serious, heavy antipsychotic drugs. And she gets to the point where she can no longer talk, function. This is a bright girl from a decent home, went to college. Hey, the American way. She's mumbling. She can't move without tremoring. She's knocking her head against the wall all the time. And eventually she comes to a general practitioner who says, this is all from the drugs. They've destroyed her life. She's never going to be the same. And nobody's prosecuted. Nobody's criticized. Oh, it's a psychiatrist who did this. This could happen to any student on any campus at any university.
And let me tell you who it happened to in the early 1960s. It was a man named Ted Kaczynski. You may have heard of him, the Unabomber. And I believe they had him to cut out the whole time to put out that eugenics-based report he put out as a publicity stunt. But he, in the L.A. Times, Alexander Cochran was the one who exposed it in the L.A. Times, God rest his soul, recently passed. I believe I read that, but double-check that. My memory fails. The point is, he wrote about, it was declassified, Theodore Kaczynski was in the MKUltra mind control program. He went in to a psychologist, psychiatrist, and they drugged him. He disappeared into the program for years, comes out, but the media says there's no connection to his Unabombing. There, you don't just have MKUltra shooters, you've got MKUltra bombers.
That's right. People disappear, they come back. Oh, yes, I was in this program. Yes, I went to see a psychiatrist. This is what happened, and so on and so forth. And the public doesn't want to believe this, you see. But this is what you have to look at and understand.
And by the way, here's the headline. We're reaping tragic legacy from drugs. The government LSD experiments to overuse of drugs like Ritalin, the consequences are overwhelming. And is that the one that's got the, there it is. Theodore Kaczynski was in a CIA Harvard MK Ultra mind control experiments, L.A. Times. But I was saying double check is, I think Alexander Cochran passed recently. I think I know he did, but I want to double check that. Go ahead there, John.
Yeah. So you've got this kind of a program that spreads out tentacles all over the country. And as I was saying, in 1995, all of a sudden, you had two women testifying before the President's Committee on Radiation Experiments saying, yeah, but that was just a small part of what we were into since the time we were children. We were basically tortured by Army doctors, CIA doctors, in a mind control program that radiation was just a small part of, and the idea was they wanted to make us into sex agents and assassins. And this is taking place in a committee room in Washington, D.C., before a panel and an audience in the room, and they get through testifying, and the panel is absolutely silent. And then one person says, well, thank you very much. Next witness will please come up, as if nothing ever happened. And as these two witnesses walk back from testifying, people in the audience get up and go over to them and say, thank God you said something because I was here to talk about radiation too, but the same thing happened to me that happened to you.
And so, the truth is, people ask, where's the New World Order going? It's the trip, not the destination. The destination is kill everybody because that's their dream. Then they use a cosmetic environmental excuse. They all like raping little children and stuff, and so they do it under national security. Or some of them like killing kids. You know, Joseph Mengele would take kids out almost every day, give them chocolate bars and shoot them in the head because he said he liked to watch the spouts of blood out the top of their head. He didn't like to rape them. He liked to torture them.
It's about the fact that they're now going to do anthrax vaccine on children. I mean, this to me is like, yeah, we want to destroy children and kill children because we like to do it.
And they admit it killed large numbers of our troops, totally deadly, and they're going to get us used to killing our kids right there, and a lot of them will die.
I mean, there's no other possible reason that they're going to test this anthrax vaccine on kids because they know it's completely destructive and toxic. They know kids have nothing to do with any sort of national security baloney. They're doing it because they want to do it. Yeah, we want to do it. We want to give this to kids to torture them. and to destroy it.
It is such a fun thing for them to
all the time.
Exactly, because they admit they don't want to kill you quickly. There's nothing more beautiful than them, a child having debilitating stuff for like 20 years and then dying horrible deaths. I mean, that is just a beautiful thing. The worse the cancer, the more horrible, the more debilitating, hurting little children. It's so beautiful to them. And it's a gift to Lucifer, their God. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
People are really getting what I'm saying with Obama now, global head of Al-Qaeda. Will President order drone strikes on the White House on himself, like Eagle Eye, where the computer is told go after, you know, criminals, and so it goes after the government because it sees the government as criminal. Now, again, I'm saying we're battling absurdity with absurdity. We're not manufacturing the absurdity. We are actually showing the absurdity, because he is supposedly the head of the U.S. military, and then that really controls NATO. and has the dominant voting in that. And it's running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria publicly. And now Mohammed Karzai has come out that they're running it in Afghanistan and all these other places. That's there. So he is the head of Al-Qaeda, the titular head, bare minimum. And so my point is, it shows they're running Al-Qaeda, but they're saying they can kill Americans anytime they want with that precedent if they think you're even connected to a group that might be connected, but, three layers of separation to Al-Qaeda. And it's just a joke, so we're calling their hoax. Other media is like, why does our government give missiles to Al-Qaeda and run them and let them travel around? And why did the head of number two in Al-Qaeda meet secretly at the Pentagon, Amar al-Awlaki, Fox News? And then no one calls it for what it is. I'm calling it for what it is, and it's absurd. It is absurd that the government runs Al-Qaeda. It is absurd that if they were really fighting Al-Qaeda, they would call drone strikes on themselves. Which they're puppets as well. I hope that doesn't happen. We wish them long lives in prison. The point is that I know the White House listens. Media Matters listens. They're on record. They do. They respond to us because no one else out there at this level is calling them out. Let me close with this, John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. You're a smart guy. You know your history. Why do you think I'm still on the air? Why do you think you're able to do what you do? What do you think of my point I just made? Because I saw some commenters saying, Alex has joined them saying fight absurdity with absurdity. No, no, no. I am stating how absurd it is. Not making stuff up. I am equalizing it, saying this is what it really is. Isn't that absurd? Can you talk about the subtleties of that or why we're still alive?
Well, I think we're still alive because there are a lot of people that are listening. And it would be a little bit maybe crossing over the line to try to, eliminate that voice. I mean, I don't know how many million people are listening to this thing right now or going to tap into it in the next few days, because you're making the point all the way, Alex. That's the thing, you see. You're not saying, well, I think I've got a story and it's really big and I'm going to break it in 6 weeks. And no, it's right now in your face totally. In fact, I think that NBC should put you on to replace Jay Leno, and I'll be your sidekick. I'll be your editor. And we'll sit there and you say, hey, Cindy, you're now 15 years old and you sold 12 billion records already as a pop singer. Tell me, were you part of the CIA mind control program? Oh, Alex, of course I was. Let me tell you about what happened to me in Virginia. We'll go on and do this stuff every night on a Tonight Show, and then we'll really see what happens.
Because the fraud, see, people say that patriots bring them into Alice in Wonderland. That we take them down the rabbit hole. John, aren't we trying to take people out of the Alice in Wonderland, out of the rabbit hole?
Yeah, you see, here's the operation. You tie ropes around their ankles, and you lower them all the way down to the rabbit hole, and then you say, see? And then you bring them back up again. That's what we're doing.
Oh, that's even better than what I was saying. You've got to, well, basically, you're already in Alice in Wonderland. We've got to get the blinders off so they see it.
That's right. Take the blinders off. Look where we are. This is Wonderland. There's the Mad Hatter over there, and so on and so forth. They're all here, They're all sitting in the White House.
I agree with you, though. You wrote an article after my Piers Morgan, and I think you're dead on. You weren't just saying that. It shook them because it went all the way. It just called the little man behind the curtain.
There you go. This is the thing. You see, some people would say, no, no, no. When Alex was on with Pierce, you see, he should have presented point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, this is why guns are okay, whatever. No, that's just playing right into their hands. Don't you get it, people? I mean, come on. So Alex goes on, and Pierce says, okay, now tonight we're going to, and that's all. That's all, folks. He was finished. Because Alex jumped all over him. Bang. That's what you do. You don't go halfway. You go all the way.
That's right. What is enslaved us is what is enslaved us is going halfway. Notice the globalists aren't going halfway, are they?
No. Yeah, right. We want to control half the world, right? No, they're not saying that, right? Yeah. We'll take the southern hemisphere and let you folks alone up top.
Hey, John, you need to go.
I don't need to do anything. I'm here.
Well, you know what? I've dedicated it. Even though it's good banter back and forth, still, I like the people roll. I'm just going to give you the next 30 minutes. You're going to host the show when we come back for 2 segments to really get into how to flip the script, how to cause that chain reaction that they fear so much, why they won't have me back on CNN, why their producers were crying and freaking out. mind control, the news, all of it with John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. I'm Alex Jones. Help us get our article, Obama Now, Global Head of Al-Qaeda. Go all the way. That's what it is. Call it like it is. It's absurd, but it's real. Get it out there. John Rappaport's coming back after this quick break. He's going to host the next two segments of the transmission. John, thanks for being on the show with us, buddy.
Thank you, Alex. It's great.
You're in command when we come back in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show for the last half hour. I think Alex is going to go off to NBC and work the Tonight Show tonight because obviously they're getting rid of Jay Leno. They don't need him anymore. What we need is the truth. And that's what Alex and I touched on in the last segment here. And I want to just blast this home further. The point is, if you go halfway, you lose. That's why when he went on with Piers Morgan and just got completely into his face, it broke that hypnotic spell that everybody's used to when they're watching television. Oh, this is very civilized, and yes, we have these people over here, and oh, George Stephanopoulos disagrees with Chris Pappy. Oh, yes, and, you know, this is all the charade. This is all the puppet show. This is all for the purpose of mind control. Mind control through information to get you to accept the idea that Brian Williams, you know, knows more about reality than we could possibly imagine. Therefore, we have to tune into him every night and go into a state of trance as he tells us what's happening on the news. So what Alex is saying is, no, you go all the way when you tell the truth, because they're lying all the way. The globalists don't want just half the planet. They want everything, and that's what they're going for. What do you think mind control programs that the CIA have been running for years are all about? It's to totally destroy the individual human being and remake the human being. That's what they're trying to do. It's not, oh, let's just shift a few little things here. Let me just fill you in on a couple things. We talked about you and Cameron, the Canadian researcher who is the head of the World Psychiatric Society, decorated from here to the moon in the 1950s, and was remaking people's personalities as patients, whether they liked it or not. They would just come into his office, and all of a sudden, they would be enrolled in a couple of month-long program, put them to sleep for 20 or 30 days on end with Nembutal, Thorazine, compounds like that, which are brain-destroying, wake them up in the middle of the night, give them incredibly heavy shock treatments at 20 to 40 times the strength of ordinary shock treatments, which are already torture. This is torture, by the way, nothing else. And then he would subject them to 12 to 16 hours a day, day after day, of his audio tapes, instructing them on what person they were going to be now. You are. This is important. This is what you're going to be. The man was making over a human being into a machine, destroying human lives. Eventually, suits were filed years and years later. CIA was implicated, admitted it, paid out a pittance. This is just a peek into what the real purpose of the mind control program is, you see. They're going all the way. That's my point. If they're going all the way, we have to go all the way. Absolutely. And that's why Alex is extraordinarily successful in what he's doing, because he's going all the way as a human being. So why can't you? Why can't I? Why can't anybody go all the way with what the truth of the situation is? It was Jose Delgado, a Yale researcher, very, very exclusive elite researcher, who said in the 1950s, the human being does not have an inherent right to his own personality. What do you think these people are doing with technocracy and the whole mind-brain interface? Oh, yes, we're going to hook you up to machines and computers, and life is going to be completely different in the next coming 10, 20 years, because these computers are going to be able to do more than the brain could ever do before, and we're going to have a human-machine future. They want to totally remake over the human being into a slave, into a machine. That's what it's all about. They can say it's not, they can say it's this, it's that, but that's where the program is going. They're going all the way. So what about you in telling the truth? Is it better to just say, well, you see, it's quite possible that they may have made an error in their calculation about the following. Are we going to just keep carrying on a conversation at that level when the truth is right there for anybody who wants to see it and say it and put it out there? Put it out there. Don't stint. Don't hold yourself back. What's happening now in America with money, with the economic collapse, which is being lied about, as been documented on InfoWars, from one end to the other, about employment figures? Oh, yes, well, we're making a strong comeback here. No, we're not making a strong comeback here. Not making a strong comeback at all. The people who have been put out of work are stopping to look for work, or they're getting low-paying jobs, just anything to survive. It was destruction by plan to torpedo the economies of the world, worse than they were already being torpedoed, to go all the way and destroy these economies, to steal all your money, and then to say, well, you're angry about that? Really? We have to declare martial law. We have to put in a state of emergency. I mean, we're doing the best we can to reignite the economy in the coming months, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lying, 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 lying. The operation, the globalist operation, is to destroy economies of every nation, to put them all the way under, and to rebuild a cashless, digitized money system from the ground up based on the lie that it is somehow more humane and fair and just and humanitarian and, you know, all of that for the population, that we redo the whole money system because we don't have any social justice. No social justice with the present money system. We're going to have to redo it all. That's where they're going. And then, as Alex has been talking about, as I've been talking about, others have been talking about, every single transaction in the world will be tracked and followed by their machines and equipment. Oh, the wonderful new computers we have with built-in algorithms that will monitor the cashless money system of the planet. Is that going all the way? You bet it's going all the way. Every single purchase transaction will be tracked in real time and taxed in real time. You don't have any choice about what you pay, what they steal from you. That's where they're heading with this. And as my good friend Catherine Austin Fitz said, this is what they'll hide behind. The algorithm. Well, we've all put it on the computer now. We have the model and the algorithm, and this is the way the new money system is going to work. And so that's just the way it is. It's the best there is. Don't blame us. It's the computers. Yeah, sure. Sure it is. Sure it is. That's where they're heading with this. The science fiction that we all thought about 20 years ago is here now. You see, it's here now. And so that's why the response that we have to make it to it is all out all the time. Say it all. Speak the whole truth. The whole truth about mind control, where it was really born, how it really worked, how in the United States in the 1940s, check this out, okay? Tune it up, the brain. In the 1940s, if you were a mental patient in a California state hospital, you could not be discharged from that hospital until you were sterilized. Sterilized. That's right. The Americans were into the eugenics program before the Nazis were. People like Paul Pocono, they were doing all kinds of things to sterilize people. As detailed by another great friend of mine and fantastic hero, Dr. Peter Bragan, the whole point of the American Psychiatric Association in the 1940s in America, early 1940s, was to have a debate about whether the mentally retarded, in quotes, you know, the mentally deficient, should be, get it, sterilized or killed. That was the debate. It was a debate carried out on the pages of their professional journal, and eventually in an editorial written in 1942 in the American Psychiatric Association Journal, the decision was kill them. Mentally deficient? Kill them. Do you think that's going all the way? Oh, yeah. Do you think they just abandoned this whole idea of control? Oh, we're not going to do that anymore. No. The only thing that's changed is the PR. The PR has gotten better. That's all. It's just as destructive now as it was then. In 1942, they said, the American Psychiatric Association, kill all mentally deficient children in America. That's our policy. And you psychiatrists, and I'm paraphrasing from the editorial, are going to have to use your psychological skills in talking to the parents of the children that are going to be killed to convince them that it's really in their best interest and the best interest of their child to be murdered. That's the legacy, folks. That's the legacy that we're dealing with. And that legacy is not stopped. It's continued. The history is continuous. It's gone on from that point right up till the present. The only thing that's changed is pharmaceutical companies say, we love you, we wouldn't do anything to hurt you, and neither would the psychiatrist. Oh, we care and we share and it's all wonderful. And this is why Obama is now going to expand community mental health services all over America in the wake of the Sandy Hook shootings. Oh, yes, we have to stop the next one. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have all more and more and more people sent to psychiatrists. People that we say, oh, their behavior's a little odd. So, oh, we don't like what they said. Oh, you said that? Oh, Facebook blocked that? Oh, heavens to Betsy. Go to see a psychiatrist. Get a diagnosis of a mental disorder. Take a drug that will rip your brain circuits apart. And we'll call this healing and a cure. And we'll say that you are now no longer a danger to the community. And isn't it wonderful? Let's just get down on our hands and knees and pray and thank to these people who are watching over us. Yeah. They're going all the way. So we have to go all the way in telling the truth about what they're really doing. It's mind control, folks, from one end to the other. That's what's down the rabbit hole. And waking up from that and seeing it and saying no, that's the whole point. Because waking up is contagious too. Just like going under a trance is contagious. You get sleepwalkers on the street, and after a while, your person looks around and says, well, maybe that's normal. Maybe that's what I should do. No, but when people start waking up, you begin to say, well, maybe that's what I should do too. You bet. Go do the research for yourself. Look up the Frank Church hearings in the 1970s in Congress. Only one small little slice of what MKUltra was all about. One little slice. And it was exposed at that time. Go look at the history of Ewan Cameron in Canada, Jose Delgado, the Yale researcher. Go look at all of that stuff and check it out for yourself, and you'll see. Google in sometime documents MKUltra and see what you can come up with. Read John Mark's book, Search for the Manchurian Candidate. Read Walter Bauart's book, Operation Mind Control. Read Alan Shefflin's book, The Mind Manipulators. When I interviewed John Marks in the early 1990s, he said to me, you want to know how I got to be able to write the book that exposed MKUltra? Because that was really the book that did it. I said, yeah, I really would. I mean, how did you get the information? He said, well, I was sending in FOIA requests for years to the CIA, and they were denying me every time. And then somebody finally, as a joke, sent me some financial records from MKUltra projects at the CIA, like, hey, let's see what this guy will do with that. But Marx is a very smart guy, and so he went to work on these records, and he found that he could begin to work out through the funding mechanisms what the projects were really all about and who was involved, the researchers, the scientists, the mad lunatic doctors and psychiatrists. And then he began to do interviews, and he pieced the whole thing together, and he wrote the book. And those other two books that I mentioned were also basically stemmed from those 10 boxes of financial records that the CIA finally sent to John Marks as a joke. See? So, Marks went back. He went back to the CIA and he said, okay, boys, I want some more. I'm going to file some more requests. And here, this is what Marks told me. This is almost verbatim. They said to him, in 1962, the mind control program of the CIA, MKUltra, was shifted over to a different department at the CIA called the Office of Research and Development, ORD. That's where all the secret research has been going on since then. And now, they were taunting Marx, we've got 100 boxes of information. And guess what, Marx? You're never, ever going to get your hands on them. You can file as many FOIA requests as you want. You're never going to get one iota of that information ever again. Why? Because what we're doing now, well, what? It's more secret than ever. Therefore, it's more destructive than ever. Therefore, it's more effective than ever at being mind control. That's what the CIA was all about. That's what it became instantaneously as soon as it was created. It's the mind control agency. And that's what's happening all across America. So it's very easy to tell the American people, well, see, Al-Qaeda is this thing out there, way out there. I mean, we don't even know how to spell it, right? Is it A-L-Q-U? Is it A-L-Q-A-I? Whatever, who knows? You know, we don't know what any of those names mean. It's way out there somewhere. They do all the damage on the planet. And every time something bad happens, they're responsible. Only thing is, we're funding it. We created it. We created part of it during the Afghan War, way back there. Remember, I remember, back in the 80s, that's right. And we expanded and we continue to create it because it's a good proxy for us. We can stage revolutions with it. We can hire these thugs and people, pay them money and some actual, you know, down-to-earth terrorists, but they're working for us. That's what Al-Qaeda is. And that's why Alex ran the headline, Obama is the head of Al-Qaeda. Because through various cutouts like NATO and U.S. military and so forth, where do you think the funding is coming from? It's coming from here. It's coming from us. It's coming from other places like us, too. To keep the pot boiling, to destabilize other countries, to destroy other economies, to bring in even worse governments than those countries have now, governments that are more under our control, that are following our agenda, which is ultimately the
They'll be back with John Rappaport and the conclusion. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
John Rappaport back, sitting in for the last half hour of the Alex Jones Show for Alex. Let me leave you with just a few thoughts. When Alex walked onto Piers Morgan's set, you were there too, watching, right? Everybody was there. Oh, they were going to have a discussion about gun control. But it didn't turn out to be quite what CNN thought it was going to be. It was as if, follow me here, it was as if some guy walked onto the set and put his hand out and tore down one of the walls, thus exposing the control room and the cameras and the people standing around drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes. Then he went over and he tore down another wall. And then you saw office with some people sitting around, you know, playing computer games and so forth. In other words, the whole illusion was shattered. That's what happened. That's what you have to understand. That if you're going to go up against the mind controllers and the media are right in there with the CIA in their own way on the whole program of mind control, count on it all the time, 24/7. If you're going to go all the way against those people, you have to destroy the illusion. Well, that's, oh, we'd like to have a dialogue. Oh, would you sit down? Oh, certainly. So, listen, Mr. CIA, is it true that you've done harmful things? Well, we may have made a few mistakes, my friend, over the years, but all in all, it's been a clean program. Yeah, sure. Right. No. You have to destroy the illusion that is being presented, and that's what Alex did. He sat down, three words got out of Piers Morgan's mouth, you know, kind of like, oh, so hello, and then pow! Let me tell you what gun control is actually all about. Zam, 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 zam. And the host, of course, who always has the option of interrupting the guest, somehow did not work. Wow. What's going on here? Morgan is trying to, yeah, it doesn't work. Alex just keeps on boring into him, on and on and on and on. Destroying the illusion, not just of the conversation, but the broadcast, the network CNN, the set on which all this is happening, Piers Morgan, the whole freaking illusion is going up in smoke in front of your eyes as you're sitting there watching this. Man, I just ran out and got more popcorn and sat there and said, look at this. Look what's happening. He's destroying the entire illusion. That's what we have to do, folks. That's what we are doing. That's what Alex is doing every day on the radio show. That's what he's doing. I mean, if you want to know, destroying the illusion. And the illusion, obviously, is we speak the truth. We give you the best. We're trying hard. You know, all of the... And then on top of that, you put that major media glaze.
This is Brian Williams on NBC News Tonight. For our top story, we go to Benghazi, reporting, what are you seeing on the ground there? Well, Brian, man, they're going all over the planet. And it's all very smooth back in the studio. Yes, folks, and so, the tone, people going to a train. Oh, yes, this is the story, yes, yes.
Got to break the illusion. That's why I'm promoting Alex for Jay Leno's Spot on Tonight Show. That's all it'll take, folks. Forget about Jimmy Fallon. Come on. Alex, and I'll be a sidekick, and I'll sit there and pretend I'm drunk like Ed McMahon. Think about it, folks. You got to go all the way with the truth, and you got to destroy the illusion. 10 seconds left. Thank you, Alex. It's been a wonderful half hour. Enjoyed it. Anytime, anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.